Welcome, Tale Tellers, to your daily horror story fix, and dare I say, soon-to-be obsession. Today is the finale of what really happened to Andersonburg in 1829 by your Tale Teller, the Jesse Clark. And the ending will not disappoint, I promise. Let me just say, our stories on this channel don't always end positively, as you might have already guessed. But you know what is positive? The fans and listeners for this channel. I'm absolutely flattered to have fans like this. And as always, it's time for my thank yous. Troy Shaw, I love the support you're always sending my way, and thank you so much for listening. I need more fans like this. Jace York, otherwise known as Arkan Brother, who you may have heard of before, because he contributes stories to this channel on multiple occasions. Thank you so much for the stories, and I look forward to more of them in the future. Cheers, buddy. Sin, you legend. A dear friend of mine, actually, that has a wealth of horror knowledge about ghosts, folklore, and all things scary. We might even be able to get some ghost stories straight from Sin. So we'll see how we go in the future. And thank you so much, Sin, for your support. You rock. The Mad Catter? Gotta say, yes, I am thankful for the iTunes review. You awesome guy, you. I only have the one on there for Telltellers, at least from the US, that I can see. So if you do have some time, it takes roughly 30 seconds, really, that's all it takes, to click a rating of good or bad and leave a comment. It can be something mundane like, well, he's Australian, and then press that comment button. It gives this channel serious long-term benefits, and you'll be the first people that I go to thank in this space. So not only is the Mad Catter kind, but he's also a fantastic voiceover actor. So check out his channel on SoundCloud, just search his name. Some other great fans are All Diddy, Quasar Bolt, thank you for your kind words, by the way, I thank you for your support. He wrote, I'm glad to help you grow. I love your story narrations, please keep doing them. Smiley face. That puts a bounce in my step, and I'm working extra hard to make this more interesting. Anna Grace Moon, C, that's just the letter C, thanks mate. Marie Cullen, Sex Machine, that is an amazing name, it's spelled S-E-C-K-S. And then mush, like mushroom, and E-E-N, sex machine. Brilliant. Okay, enough of that. Ash Tales, another podcast. Thank you for your support, buddies. Take a Seat podcast. That's an interesting one. And the Crazy Town podcast. Thank you all for your support. Okay, I know. I've been getting a lot of love, so I wanted to give it right back. Time to turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. 29 April 1829. Paul has gone off to the Palisades. He's scared. I am too. We all are, but we've got to be strong for the children, here in the back of the church. The other women and I have tended to the lot of them since the men fell back to the inner line of defence, which I helped to build. And at least half of them have the fever, on that I am sure. But it no longer matters, does it? They won't live to see themselves be taken by it, and perhaps that's a merciful thing. The shooting has started. The boys are throwing in everything they've got. God bless the lot of them. But I can tell it's not enough. We've but an hour left, maybe less, before the infected make it to the church. The children here have cried themselves empty and now they're huddling around myself and the other women and clutching our dresses and burying their faces in our laps. I'm as afraid as any of them, but I can't let them see that. I can't. The church bells are ringing again, and the men just outside, the 30 or so of them left, I have no idea if Paul's among them, sound exhausted and panicked. The cannons have long since stopped firing, likely having expended their ammunition. Only periodically do I hear a musket blast. Paul was explaining earlier that they'd nearly run out of bullets last night. I can't imagine they found many more. I hear galloping now, coming up from the west. It's not the state militia, it's that plague rider. I can hear him. I know it's him, I know it. He commands those beasts. He grunts and shouts, and they listen. They're only a few yards from the church doors. We've hidden the children in the very furthest corner and covered them up with whatever we can find. We told them to stay quiet at all costs, but some of them are infants. They'll cry for their mothers, and when they do, the whole lot of them will be found. It's been several minutes since I heard musket fire, and the last of the shouts from our boys have long since ceased. All I can hear now is the howling, and some of the women in here saying how we should use the pews to barricade the door. But it's hopeless. We all know it's hopeless. All we can do is be strong for the children. But how can I? My home is burnt. My Paul is gone. All our boys are gone. And how can I be strong when my strength is gone? The infected have begun hammering away at the church doors and windows. We are surrounded in here. God, Lord, give me strength. Please, Father, give me strength. Just for a little while longer. Just for a little. This diary was found buried in the rubble of an old church, in the center of Andersonsburg, cradled by a long-rooted corpse that appears to have suffered severe blunt trauma wounds along the length of the spine and around the skull. There are multiple other skeletons strewn about the floor of the place, all but one of which appears to have suffered similarly. The other one, an infant's corpse, and one well hidden in the corner, appears to have never suffered a wound at all. It looks instead to have perished of starvation, likely some days after the events described here. Outside the church, of course, is the town itself. It is currently being picked clean by my colleagues and other members of the university, all for research purposes, of course. Although, I fear black market scavengers will descend like vultures upon the place once word of its existence spreads. And it is in a spectacular state of ruin, mostly from what appears to be fire damage. As of this document, I'm the only person who knows of the existence of this diary. Well, anyway, I'll update this later. At the moment, I'm being called over to help with one of the interns, who's apparently collapsed and begun to convulse. Ugh, he's probably just dehydrated. Well, what an ending, right? Definitely one of my favorites, for sure. So, that finishes off this series, and it was the largest series I've ever done to date. Truly an epic for me, and you know what? It was awesome to do. I hope you really enjoyed this one, or at least as much as I did making it. The ending was super depressing, but you know what? Realistic. Who knows, right? It doesn't seem like this is the last that we'll hear from the Andersonsburg area and its crazy plague. Written by the Jesse Clark. May they bring on more nightmare fuel to our ears. Now, I've already plugged this channel at the beginning, but just a little nudge now. If you get a chance to give me some feedback, leave a comment, not for the publicity, just your opinion. That would be awesome. And lastly, you listeners, relaxing at home, at work, or traveling, may these stories keep you positively freaked out. And I love reading these stories out as much as you do listening. So, thank you immensely. After all, it's you listeners that keep this channel growing. So thanks. Well, tale-tellers, this is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.